Hello there. My name is Reverend Ebenezer Asari Asume, and I'm the lead pastor of Purple Fire Homeland Ministry, Accra, Ghana. Once again, we give God the glory, we give God the adoration. We started a series by title, Unlocking the Supernatural, the Code of the Supernatural Supplies in the year 2023. And we dealt with the part one, and we are about to, finish the part two. I don't know whoever that you are, but wherever that you are, there is a presence of the Holy Spirit. There is a presence of angels. There is a presence of God. Heaven is looking at you. Heaven is looking upon you. Your family is looking upon you. But I need you to lay your hands upon your heart and let me pray with you. Father, I pray by divine authority in the name above every other name, in the name of Jesus, that whoever that is has joined this particular service right now, in the mighty name of Jesus, we pray that let him, his or her mind's eye be open to the decrees of heaven and to the mandate of heaven, to the pronouncement of heaven through this particular message in the mighty name of Jesus. We are dealing with unlocking the code to the supernatural supply. Part 2, unlocking the code to the supernatural supply. The fourth code is functioning with God. You got to understand that we serve the God of more than enough. We serve the God of super abundant resources. We serve the God who can never and will never run out of supply. That is what I need you to understand this year. As the year has been declared as our year of supernatural supply, God will never run out. There are billions of angels in heaven that should give you a revelation and understanding that they have a lot to offer to you this particular year. May your name and may your location to be picked up on the laser discernment of heaven in the mighty name of Jesus. May your name be picked up right now in the name of Jesus. May heaven descend and see you in the mighty name of Jesus. You're going to turn the Bible with me to Genesis chapter 13, verse 14. Genesis chapter 13, verse 14. And the Lord said unto Abraham, and that Lot was separated from him, lift up now thy eyes and look from the place where thou art, northward and southward and eastward and westward. For all the land which thou seest, to thee will I give it, and to thy seed forever. I need to understand that what man sees is a determinant of what God gives. God called the gentleman Abraham and he said, come, young man, I got to show you something. Come, my friend, I need to show you something. He said, look at the east wall. Look at the west wall. Look at the afar. Look at the south wall. And look at the north wall. Whatever that thou seest, I will give it to you. And those that come from your loins. So I need to understand that whatever that man sees, it is the determinant of what God gives. Vision is the key to provision in the year 2023. Vision is the key to provision. Write it somewhere. That vision is the key to provision in the year 2023. That God has vowed that he's going to provide for you and your family this year in the mighty name of Jesus. Kingdom vision is key to kingdom provision. Kingdom vision is key to kingdom provision. What goes through your mind is a determinant of what God allows it into your hands. It is a determinant of what God allows it into your hands. If you can visualize it, you can receive it. If you can visualize it, you can receive it. If you can visualize it, you can receive it. If you can imagine it, it will be released at your mercy. If you can imagine it, God will release it unto you this year. In the mighty name of Jesus. God is looking for the man to empower for the sake of the kingdom of God. He called the gentleman Abraham. He said, I need you to go to this particular land. And when you get to that particular land, there are certain things that are hidden within the land that I want to use that to bless you, for it to be the basis of your covenant for serving me. And the gentleman Abraham adhered to any instruction that was being given. So God is always looking for a man to empower for the sake of his kingdom. If it is not his kingdom, he's not ready to empower you. I pray that God will select you by grace to empower you for the sake of his kingdom as he opens and unlocks the code to your supernatural supply this year in the mighty name of Jesus. You got to understand that we are dealing with unlocking the code of the supernatural supply. And we are the fifth code, that is walking in wisdom. Walking in wisdom. We're going to turn the Bible with me to Ezekiel chapter 28, verse 4 to 5. Ezekiel chapter 28, verse 4 to 5. Is that with thy wisdom and with thy understanding, thou hast gotten thee riches, and hast gotten gold and silver into thy treasure. It was through wisdom that one could get gold, one could get silver, one could get riches. In the verse 5, the Bible says, by thy great wisdom, by thy traffic that hast thou increased thy riches, and thy heart is lifted up because of thy riches. You got to understand that it is through wisdom that you receive riches and has gotten gold and will get silver. But it is through great wisdom that all this will be increased unto you. So whoever that is still at the normal place where he acquired or met God over the years, over maybe 20 years, you got to understand that you need great wisdom to increase or amass the wealth and the gold and the silver that you want. You need great wisdom. And this year, I pray that may the great wisdom of God be at your mercy in the mighty name of Jesus. You got to walk in the wisdom of God to unlock the supernatural supply of God in the name of Jesus. Scripture example of supernatural supply by wisdom. 1. Solomon was given the highest level of wisdom, and that level of wisdom was connected to the highest level of wealth. That highest level of wisdom was connected to the highest level of what? Wealth. So you need the highest level of what? Wisdom to connect to the highest level of wealth. I pray that you will encounter that in the mighty name of Jesus. Joseph was notable for his wisdom. Through his wisdom, he was able to preserve the wealth and the destiny of Egypt. I pray by divine authority in the name of every brother that it shall happen unto you this year in the mighty name of Jesus. Daniel was wiser than any in Babylon in his days. He was the wisest man in Babylon. Why? He received great wisdom from the God. I pray that you shall be wiser in your family. You shall be wiser among your children, your parents' children this particular year in the mighty name of Jesus. You've got to understand that the level of mentality you work in determine the level of responsibility you can be entrusted with by God. The presence of wisdom will equal to the presence of supernatural supply. And the absence of wisdom will also connote to the absence of supernatural supplies in your life this year. In the mighty name of Jesus. Get it? This is wisdom. Get it once and for all. And I see you thriving wherever that the soul of your faith will touch this year. In the mighty name of Jesus. You got to understand that we are dealing with unlocking the codes of supernatural supply. And we are on the sixth one, that is walking in due diligence. Walking in due diligence. There is a connection between diligence and abundance, and there is a connection between laziness and poverty. We will return the Bible with me to Proverbs chapter 10, verse 4. It's like he became a poor that dealt with a slack hand, but the hand of the diligent maketh rich. The hand of the diligent maketh rich. I pray that your hand will make you rich this year, 2023. While God has vowed that he will provide to you for his children, it will make you rich this year, 2023, in the mighty name of Jesus. You got to understand that hard work is the escape route from hard life. Write it somewhere. Hard work is the escape route from hard life. People that were symbols of wealth in scriptures were also epitome of hard work. They were epitome of hard work. Scripture examples of supernatural supply by due diligence is 1. Father Abraham. Abraham was an epitome of hard work, and that was recorded in Genesis chapter 14, verse 14, and Genesis chapter 22, verse 3, and in Genesis chapter 26, verse 15. That is a scripture reference. Second one was Isaac. Isaac was a worker. He outworked the Philistines. And the scripture reference will be taken from Genesis chapter 26, verse 18. Genesis chapter 26, verse 18. And the third one was Jacob. Jacob worked tirelessly and creatively. And a scripture reference will be taken from Genesis chapter 31, verse 38 to 34. Genesis chapter 31, verse 38 to 34. And in Genesis chapter 30, verse 37 to 38. Genesis chapter 30, verse 37 to 38. God only blesses the work of people's hand. God's blessing travels in the direction of work. I need you to understand that God is a respecter of work. He will never bless laziness. God only feeds those who work. I need you to understand. Whilst you are waiting for the supernatural supply, work with your hands. And I see God providing for your family like never before. This year, your family will testify about the supernatural supply of God. In the mighty name of Jesus. God bless you so much for joining me in this particular service. My name is Reverend Ebenezer Asaria Sumeri, and I'm the lead pastor of Purple Fire Online Ministry. Have a lovely day. Bye-bye.